Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another meeting of the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Milton, Florida, with Mr. Woods and the Children's Bible Club Choir. And I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'll have a good Bible story for you in a few minutes. Say, did anyone ever try to fool you into believing something that was not true at all? Well, stay tuned and find out about someone in the Bible who got fooled big time. But one thing you can be sure of, Jesus will never trick you. He will never lie or put a hoax over on you. Jesus is true. Jesus never fails. Thank you, choir. It's true. Jesus never fails. His word never fails. His compassion never fails. His mercy never fails. His loving kindness and faithfulness never fail. You can depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Things and people in this world are changing all the time, but not the Lord Jesus. Paul told the Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today, and forever. You can trust him fully. He won't let you down. Last week, kids, I gave you a certain verse in the Bible, remember? Habakkuk 2:14, to be exact. If you could find it, I ask you to copy it down and send it to me, and I would send you a little prize. Then I gave you my snail mail address. Afterwards, I thought that with all the computer savvy kids have these days, you might rather email Aunt Carolyn. Well, yes, you could do that. So I'm going to give you my email address. It's AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. All lowercase letters and no spaces in between. I'm repeating, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. We'll send you brochures and other information from the Children's Bible Club. So get your e-letter off to me today. Now, here's the choir again before our story.
Jesus comes together.
After the great victory at Ai, the Israelites built an altar on Mount Ebal. They offered burnt offerings and peace offerings in gratitude to God. Joshua wrote God's law on the altar stones and then read the law out loud to the people. Victory drove God's people to his word. What a wonderful day. Now, no such victory and praise to God went unnoticed by the devil. No, he meant to fight and oppose God's people, and he used the heathen people of the surrounding lands to do it. When they heard of all of Israel's victories, they were afraid their cities would also be destroyed. And instead of humbling themselves and seeking to know the God of heaven, they rebelled and wanted to fight. They united to form one giant army. They would crush Israel. But the Hivites of the city of Gibeon weren't in that union. Gibeon was a great royal city, and its men were mighty, but they were very afraid. So they devised a very clever plan. One day, Joshua looked up and saw a scraggly-looking band of people coming toward the camp. The closer they came, the worse they looked. Their donkey's supply sacks were ragged, their leather wine bottles were cracked and patched, their shoes were so old and worn they were tied on their feet, and their clothes were in shreds. Poor souls! All they had to eat was dry, moldy bread. What a state to be in! Their mission was urgent. They went to Joshua and the leaders with their message. In weak, weary voices they said, "Oh, sirs, we're bone tired from traveling, but our mission is urgent. We have come to make a peace treaty with Israel." Shocked at such a bedraggled sight, Joshua said, "Who are you? Where are you from?" "Oh," they replied humbly, "we're from a far country. We're your servants." They never answered his question directly. Joshua said, "Wait a minute. Who are you? Where are you from? How do we know you're from a faraway country?" "Why, just look at us. We left home with much food for our journey. See, this moldy bread was hot from the oven when we left home. These old leaky leather wine bottles were new. And you see how worn out our shoes and clothes are because of our long journey. We've come as ambassadors. Now make a league with us as allies, and we will be your servants." Their story was so convincing that Joshua and his men talked it over, ate together, and made a peace treaty with the strangers. They made a league with God's enemies and let them live. Perhaps Joshua felt a little soft and didn't want to offend them. Perhaps he forgot that fearing and obeying God was more important than friendship with man. But 3 days later, Joshua discovered that these so-called allies were not from a far country at all. They were from Gibeon, only a few miles away. Oh, no! Joshua was heartsick. He'd made a league with God's enemies. He'd fallen for their act and believed their lies. He'd been had. If only he'd stopped to pray. He had taken time to talk with the enemy. He had taken time to consult his leaders. But he hadn't taken time to seek God. He had utterly failed. So when Israel's army came to Gibeon, instead of conquering the city, they spared all the people. Some of the Israelites were angry then, but Joshua would not break his promise. Yes, the Gibeonites had lied and deceived, but Joshua had promised. He had to honor his word. Two wrongs would not make a right. He couldn't let the Gibeonites get away with their trickery, though. He rebuked them sharply. "You lied and deceived us. Because I made a league with you, we must spare your lives. But you will work and be our servants. You will have to cut and haul wood for our sacrifices, and you'll have to draw and haul water for the house of our God." The Gibeonites were glad just to be alive. From then on, when the Israelites moved, they moved too, chopping wood and hauling water. For generations, the Gibeonites worked for the Israelites, and Israel had to live with the constant reminder of their sin and self-will and prayerlessness. And so it is with us. If we rely on our own decisions and abilities instead of seeking the Lord, we too will fall into the devil's trap, which leads to ruin in this life and the destruction of our soul. Romans says, "Be not high-minded, but fear." And Corinthians says, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." As lost sinners, we must first bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sin. We must confess our sin and receive him as our only Savior. Then, as Christians, we must study God's word and pray so the Lord can direct our lives. God is faithful. If we seek him, he will keep us from falling. And now, God bless you. Till next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.